This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Donna, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Dr. Brown, my husband has been out of work for a few years, and I'm wondering, I don't want to nag him about, he has a part-time job,
yeah.
But I want to encourage him to get a job, and what do I say?
How old is your husband?
51.
Okay. What kind of work did he do before?
He was a home builder.
So is it just that the construction industry is slowed down where you are?
Yes.
So what kind of, do you guys have children?
Yes.
Are they grown or are they still in the house?
Two are in the house.
How old are the children?
19, 16, and 12.
Okay. Do you work outside the home?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, is your husband not actively looking for work? Is that what's his part-time job? What is that?
He is a part-time public official.
So he's an elected official?
No, it's an appointed position.
Okay, so does that just not bring enough money? Is that the problem?
Right. Oh, it's not enough. It's not enough.
So are the two of you, do you own your own home?
Yes, but my mother bought it, though.
Okay. Well, I mean, Donna, my guess is that, how long have you guys been married?
About 25 years.
Okay, and so of most of that 25 years, would you consider your husband a hard-working guy?
Not really.
He's always been a loafer, huh?
No, not really. He's just had kind of a lackadaisical attitude about getting a full-time position.
When's the last time you had a full-time job?
I guess about 5 years ago.
And what was he doing 5 years ago? What kind of job did he have then?
He was in the construction.
So that was the construction stuff.
Right.
So, Donna, I guess what I'm trying to sort out here is whether or not this guy, I mean, whether you feel he's taking advantage of you or whether he's just having a hard time finding work. And if he's having a hard time finding work, it's not presumably that he's not trying. It's just that he doesn't, I mean, what's his level, what's his highest level of education?
He has a master's degree.
And he was working in construction?
Well, his master's degree was in architecture, but he never pursued it. He had to get a license.
If you had a magic wand, Donna, what would you have your husband do at this moment?
Get a 9-to-5 job.
Doing what?
Anything.
No, that's not helpful. Anything isn't fair.
Well, I suggested.
No, Donna.
Okay.
You're not answering my question. And I know it's a hard question. That's why I'm asking it, and that's why I don't want you to walk away from it. Because he's having the same problem you are. Is here's a guy who hasn't worked solid for 5 years. He was working in an industry that's pretty depressed right now. He's got a master's degree in something he's never worked on. What is it that you want him to do? What's his 9-to-5 job? What does it consist of?
A college professor?
Not with a master's degree.
What, instructor?
I don't know. What would he instruct?
I don't know, maybe at the community college.
Okay, so what would he teach at a community college?
Drafting?
Is he a draftsman?
Well, nowadays, I don't think they do drafting.
I don't think they do it either. Well, they actually do sometimes because they teach the basics, but you can basically do it on a computer these days.
Mm-hmm.
But Donna, look, honey, this presumably doesn't involve your ego, because we're talking about him, not you. And you see how difficult it is to really think about what specifically he should be doing. If you are having that problem, think about how much greater it is for him where his ego's involved. So it's not, I mean, I don't think he's being lazy, and I think your idea of teaching at a community college is not necessarily a bad one, except you have to figure out what he could do. I mean, it's saying drafting when people don't take drafting courses anymore. But maybe, I mean, you know this man, presumably you love him. I hear that you're a little aggravated with him right now. But if you could say to him, you know, maybe what you need to do is teach a course in small business administration, or maybe you need to go and take a course at the community college and thus and such. In other words, instead of sort of just feeling frustrated that he's not earning a living right now, and I hear that you're frustrated about that, you know him. Presumably, if you could be less exasperated with him, he could even have the sense that you admire and love him, and you could actually help him. The problem about community college is, the first of all, he has to figure out what he can teach, but second of all, community college doesn't pay very well. I mean, they'll pay, you know, if he teaches a couple courses, you know, it's not very, very startling, but it may feel better to him, it may feel better to you, it may feel that he's actually got a leg up. But so instead of being critical and saying, look, you're not working, you haven't worked for 5 years, what's going on here, that's what I settled for, we're not paying the bills, to sit with him and say, you know what, I was thinking today about, if I had a magic wand, what I would have you do, and it occurs to me, it's a lot harder than I thought it was. So rather than nag you, maybe, you know, maybe it's time, instead of having, you know, making you responsible for money coming in, maybe we as a family decide that we should take some money and have you go to school. Maybe there's some retraining programs. Maybe you could, you know, you could teach somebody how to do this. That, and it may not be obvious. It may not be something he worked at. It may be that he's a really talented golfer and he could teach people how to perfect their swing, or that he was always, he was always a great jazz musician. I don't know. But I think if you get less angry with him and understand how really difficult it is, even for you, and it's not your ego, it's not you sort of feeling like you failed at something, it's really hard to think about what specifically he could do right now.
So my role is really more making suggestions. At most,
it's really more being a cheerleader than a nag. Because nagging won't work any better on your husband than it did on you when your mom tried to nag you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe take him a walk for today, for today, and say, you know, this is that Martin Luther King had a dream, and I have a dream too, that you would find something you really love to do, and if that means going back to school, maybe as a family we need to kind of step up to the plate and send you back to school. For 20 years you've supported the family, and maybe it's time for the family to support you. You know, maybe we could think about what you'd like to do. And that's going to be a whole different way that you have of thinking about him and he has of thinking about himself and you, and it may just sort of loosen things up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
we'll try that.
Yeah, I can tell you're less than convinced, but I think that the approach that you're taking is not going to work, and it's going to make both of you feel really angry with one another, and he's going to feel not only that he's less than a man because he's not supporting you, but he's going to feel that you don't even like him. So, you know, I think trying something different may make some sense. If you've tried something and it doesn't work, you know, my sort of rule of thumb is if you push A and every time you push A, B pops up and you hate B, stop pushing A, look for alternatives. And saying, well, but I'm right, but, you know, it should, it could, you know. You know, it's one of my favorite T-shirt sayings that as psychologists, most of our research as both graduate students is based on one of two populations, either rats or undergraduates. And most of us would rather deal with rats because undergraduates think they're right. So they'll continue to do the same stupid thing over and over again just because they say, yeah, but it's right, but it worked before. As opposed to learning theory doesn't happen when you learn the maze. Learning theory happens when you learn the maze and then they change where the cheese is and you have to figure out where the new cheese is. So rats will learn much more readily than undergraduates. And husbands and wives are probably actually below undergraduates in terms of figuring out, okay, well, if it's not going to work, if it didn't work last time, didn't work the time before that, hasn't worked for 20 years, probably not going to work today. But why not give it another shot? Give it another shot in a different direction, right? If you know it's not going to work, why bother? You'll just make each other unhappy. Start someplace else. right? 855-993-7569 if you've got something going on in your life. And don't worry, we'll get back to corruption. I know you guys are saying, but wait a minute, she didn't get to my statement about corruption. We will. I'm not corrupt. Oh, and I'll tell you about movies today, too. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream. Bee Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. Bee Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but Bee Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. Bee Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at beespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talk talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're talking corruption. The latest in the FIFA, my phone just keeps me completely up to date, says that that Blatter says, his quote was, "I can't keep an eye on everybody all the time." He's gone down, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't sound good.
No, well, but he's hanging in there. Of course, I guess if you're going to make a gazillion dollars, that it makes some sense to kind of, you're going to believe your eyes or me? You're going to believe the data or so? You know, he's hanging tough. I think. Although, and look, what's his name from the Football League? Hung tough. So there's certainly. There is precedent for people at the top having scorching stories about them and hanging in. So we'll see. But as one of the people said, it's when Qatar got the 2022 soccer World Cup, that people thought, what? His name, Sepp Blatter. Isn't that a cool name, Sepp Blatter? When you look up corruption in the dictionary, I don't know. They're saying only 14 soccer officials so far. U.S. vows to end graft in FIFA. Well, they may. We'll see. All right, let's see what other corrupting influences there are in the country.
Okay, so Connie says, that is a hard question. I think the Koch brothers and their money-corrupting politics is certainly a place to start. Then the whole conduit that was created with the Citizens United decision, which caused unlimited funds into campaigns, is just influence peddling. I could go on and on.
Yeah, an awful lot of people seem to me to be concerned about campaign reform. And you'd think if enough people sort of made a fuss that maybe we'd do something about it, don't you think?
Yeah.
But maybe we should actually sort of unite about this kind of thing. We'll see. All right, keep going.
All right, Tracy says the Australian government.
Why the Australian government in particular? Any particular?
That is a good question.
She didn't
elaborate.
Elaborate, yeah. Well, the Australian government has had some problems. The movie about Gallipoli that just came out suggested that was kind of something fairly corrupt. The issue about the Aborigines, which we talked about yesterday, and taking Aborigine kids away from families, and essentially obliterating a people, which they apologized for. That's the day of sorry, day of sorrow. It should probably be called day of sorrow, not day of sorry. Sort of day of sorry seems to kind of in some way. Diminish it. I think it should be a day of sorrow.
Yeah, it's a little flippant otherwise.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you have to remember that the joke is that the good criminals settled in the United States, the bad criminals went to Australia. That when England threw out the criminals, much the same way that Fidel Castro did, that the religious heretics came here. The rapists and the murderers went to Australia, supposedly. I don't think Australia actually, I think it's an interesting country. I was actually invited to emigrate there at one point and actually thought about it until I realized that, first of all, I would always be an outsider. And that this really is my country. And even when I get frustrated that it's still my country and I want to work to make it better as opposed to abandon it. And it's not a country that's known for its dealings with women in a positive way. So I thought, all right, stay here, fight the good fight here, which I've continued to do. There we go. All right, what else we got?
Okay, finally, Lynn says methadone clinics.
You know, methadone clinics have been, they're not in the news so much anymore, but they were for a while. They were in the news to begin with because it seemed like they were panacea. That here's a way that without huge difficulties and somehow we had the idea that cold turkey was a terrible thing, and apparently it is not. It's it's not particularly nice, but it's like having the flu, and apparently not a whole lot worse than that. Never having gone cold turkey on anything except Claritin, which gave me the heebie-jeebies, is probably not a fair comparison. At any rate, so that was the so methadone at one point seemed to be the answer to everybody's prayers. Here's a way of getting people who are especially heroin addicts in a legal, humane way off heroin, which is wildly addictive and illegal. The problem is that methadone is addictive. And so what you had was basically taking people off one drug and putting them on another. And then and that the morality of that got very controversial. And then the idea being that methadone parking lots were kind of breeding grounds for people doing drugs. So yeah, I don't know. I guess they still exist. I just don't know about them as much anymore. That we hear much more about detox than methadone clinics these days. Let's see when I Google it, what happens. Methadone side effects, withdrawal clinics. So apparently there are still clinics. Clinic has been established for dispersing of methadone, dolophine, scheduled to opioid analgesic. So apparently they still exist. Okay, I think most people think that they're probably better and safer, and you know, trading one addiction for another may not make a whole lot of sense. So, okay, so we finished up all of our corruption?
Yep, that was everybody.
So FIFA, there you go. Alrighty, what have I got here? I've got, I'm trying to think if I have enough time to start movie reviews. Probably not, do I? All right, so let me find something else that we can talk about, and I'll do movies when we start this segment, because I know it drives you guys nuts. It drives me nuts when I start a movie review and then sort of leave it and come back to it. There is a cool kind of another piece of good news. The FCC chief is seeking broadband plan to aid the poor. That about, what, maybe 10 years ago, that a lot of the federal government and a lot of state governments, I know New York State in particular, got involved in making sure that that people who could not necessarily afford a cell phone and cell phone service got it. And it's limited. It's not like you can abuse it for people who are already nervous about that, of why should they get a free cell phone. But for emergencies, and I think it has a limited number of minutes and whatever, but I think it was really a boon because for most of us, for a lot of us, our cell phone is basically what we use. But for example, my mom, she used cell phone for emergencies. When you're traveling, you have to be really careful about roaming fees. But that when you get lost, for example, a cell phone is invaluable. And saying that because it's become so much a part of our lives and so much a necessary part of our lives, especially if you have kids or any kind of emergencies, that everybody decided, and I think justifiably so, of, okay, people need to have access to it. They're now saying the same kind of reasoning to go with the Internet and broadband. So good for the FCC chief of saying, okay, we need to make this affordable. So, yay, there we go. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we've got a couple of West Coast-esque movies coming out this weekend. The big one, I suppose, will be San Andreas, named after The Fault. And now that we've seen that all the disaster movies that happened on the East Coast, we now get to see some on the West Coast. Ta-da! All right, this stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah, look, you have to give him credit. He certainly took a wrestling career and made it into, he's now kind of a action hero superstar. He still can't act, but I don't think anybody cares. Carla Gugino plays his estranged wife. Alexandra Daddario plays his cute estranged daughter. Colton Hayes plays kind of a Brit who does not have good karma when it comes to vacation. He and his brother are wandering around San Francisco looking for a job. All right, so the deal is Paul Giamatti plays a nerdy scientist. And the idea is, you know what? The San Andreas Fault is going to, I mean, then Paul is there to tell us this is going to be a disaster, that the largest earthquake ever registered was a 9.2 or something, and this one, dun, 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 is a 9.6. So this is what, all right, so the reason to see this movie, first of all, if you've ever been in an earthquakes, I've been in tornadoes, I've been in floods, I've been, earthquakes, by far and away the scariest. Because, and if you've ever lived in a state like San Francisco, or like California, that has earthquakes, everybody does exactly the wrong thing here. And I think most Californians would not respond the way people respond here. I think it's made by somebody who never lived in an earthquake-prone area, because that isn't what you do. But nevertheless, all right, so the idea is that the special effects are unbelievable in this. I saw it in 3D. I hate 3D, but I saw it in 3D. And, I mean, everything sort of is crumbling upon you. And I mean, unbelievable stunts, unbelievable special effects. The plot. I mean, a plot. Okay. The Dwayne is estranged. He's met his new wife's, or his ex-wife's new boyfriend. They're going to, the boyfriend's going to, who's a rich dude, is going to take her up to school. She ends up in San Francisco. The ex-wife ends up in L.A. He's got to find and rescue both of them. The original rescue in the beginning of the movie is fantastic. I mean, some really great stunts and some really sort of nail-biting moments. He can act. The plot you don't actually care about. If Carla, who's actually a pretty good actress, Gugino said one more time, "Oh, what do you think is going to happen next? Well, what should we do?" And supposedly, this is a very feminist movie because both Carla and Alexandra in particular take some lead. Anyway, I mean, you're not going to go see this movie for anything other than special effects. And, of course, to watch Dwayne lift an eyebrow. Aloha. Aloha has got one of the best casts in a long time. It's got Bradley Cooper, Rachel McAdams, Emma Stone, Alec Baldwin. I mean, it's really John Krasinski. The story is that Bradley, the most interesting thing about this is that you have, oh, and Bill Murray, don't forget Bill Murray. It's written and directed by Cameron Crowe, who apparently was taken off the movie. So I don't know what that means. Never a good sign. So it's got one of those casts that you think, wow, it's going to be terrific. And the reason it's Aloha is it's set in Hawaii. This is like five different movies all sort of smashed together. Number one is a movie about Hawaii, which is a really fascinating place. And one of the lead characters has a T-shirt that says Hawaiian by birth, American by force. So, I mean, in theory, that's the political tone of the movie, of these people not really wanting to be the 49th state. It has the history. It has the one of the kids in the movie, Rachel McAdams' young son with John Krasinski, knows about all the you know, the spirits and whatever, and that would be an interesting movie in and of itself. Never goes same place. We have the fuss between the indigenous people and the Air Force Base. Another interesting story, not really pursued very much. Then we have Bradley Cooper as a mercenary who's been wounded with a questionable background. Another interesting story, only hinted at. It turns out that he and Rachel McAdams were a thing at one point. That one's kind of hinted at. Alec Baldwin is his officer that really dislikes him and is yelling at him. Bill Murray is a billionaire who decides that he's going to privatize space. another interesting story. We don't know anything about Bill Murray other than he's cranky, hangs out with a pretty young woman, and has hired Bradley Cooper and has lots of money. Another interesting story, but not pursued. And then we have Emma Stone, who's a hotshot fighter pilot. And, of course, Pentagon always assigns fighter pilots to babysit. None of it makes any sense. So what can I tell you? And any one of the plot, I mean, the only thing they didn't include was global warming. And I'm not sure that, and a volcano. I mean, it's a mess. But it's a star-studded mess. So some people will go see it. Between San Andreas and Aloha, flip a coin. I mean, they're both silly. The special effects are much better in San Andreas, but it's a scary movie as opposed to Aloha, which is an iota smarter. But it's got so many plots going on that don't go anyplace. I have no idea what it's about, even when you've seen it. Another movie, which this is a movie. At some point, I was trying to decide whether or not to review things I absolutely hated. And so I asked you guys about it, and basically what you said was, look, if you're going to review, you have to tell us the good news and the bad news. And with movies, I feel a little less awful about it. With theater, I sort of feel like I'm, crunching somebody under my heel, or that some poor actor can turn on the radio and hear me bad-mouthing them. So I feel a little more reluctant about theater, although I've done it. The movie's called Heaven Knows What, and it's kind of a darling of the festival circuit. This is a horrible movie. It's made by Ben Safdie and Joshua Safdie, or brothers. And the idea is that they found this woman in Manhattan when she was like 15 or something, getting onto a subway. Here, let me just read you what they said. And the movie isn't any better than this, let me tell you. Harley loves Ilya. He gives her life purpose and sets her passion ablaze. So when he asks her to prove her love by slitting her wrist, she obliges with only mild hesitation, perhaps because of her other all-consuming love, heroin. If you want to go see this, you see it on your own. I think it is despicable. I think it makes somehow self-mutilation look like true love. Caleb Landry Jones is very charismatic, but he's despicable. She makes the heroine of Fifty Shades of Grey look like Margaret Thatcher. I mean, the whole movie, as far as I'm concerned, there was no reason for it to be made. I mean, I think it somehow makes heroin use attractive or sexy or kind of... I mean, it's you talk about corrupt. This is a corrupt movie as far as I'm concerned. And the idea that in a society where kids are so suggestible... of making heroin addiction look sexy and making slitting your wrist looking something that you do to prove love and having boys in any way think that this is how to prove that their girlfriend really loves them, I find despicable. So there. So heaven knows what they were thinking, which is to make, I suppose, a lot of money. I don't, as far as I'm seeing, if you want to go see it, you're on your own. Okay, I think you should stay away from it. And by using the word despicable, I'm sort of fearful that you'll actually think, well, gee, maybe I should go see it. Can't be that bad. Don't. All right? So, San Andreas, great special effects. Acting leaves a great deal to be desired. Plot, I mean, it's Poseidon Adventure, and, I mean, it's what everyone is. But the special effects are unbelievable. And if you're going to see it, you might as well see it in 3D because it will just enhance your headache. Aloha, great cast. Doesn't go anywhere. I still have no idea exactly what this movie's about. The thing that works the best is the two men being macho men sort of communicating, which is actually subtitled, with hands on each other's shoulders. I know, that's the high point of the movie. What can I tell you? Heaven knows what, if I were you, I'd stay away from. Alrighty, so, San Andreas will probably be the number one movie this weekend. Just because people like to see disasters, and they do great disasters in this. They still make me a little queasy, to be quite honest. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I know it's National Hamburger and Sierra Day, but it actually should be called National Robot Day because we've got two big robot stories. They're now talking about a self-healing robot that can recover from damage. I mean, calling it... We have to stop using these anthropomorphic terms. It shouldn't be called self-healing. It should be called self-repairing, which is a whole... I mean, healing has a whole different connotation. It's a self-repairing robot. it could lead to first responder robots which can cope with dangers that today would put them out of operation. You want robots that can survive in hostile environments such as a nuclear disaster, which is a scary thing. If we send in robots, they have to be able to pursue their mission even if they're damaged and not just come to a halt in the middle of a reactor. They're saying they're using the natural world, which is probably why they're using the word heal rather than repair. If a dog hurts its paw, it will seek to move differently to avoid putting pressure on the painful wound. The adaptive skill comes from experience, from knowing how the body moves and exploring the options that are available. And this is what they sought to replicate in a computer program to guide a six-legged, 20-inch walking robot. It's built a knowledge base for the robot of how it moves and to assign each of these movements a value as to how useful they could be in a crisis. They said the values are like intuition, which, of course, it's not intuition. I mean, that's the problem, is that there needs to be precise language so as not to mislead us, okay? The injured dog, the animal knows how to walk again. It has to learn how to shift its weight around. Sniffing or wagging its tail are rejected at this time because they will not help. Then there's a learning algorithm called intelligent trial and error that conducts experiments to see if compensatory behavior will help the robot to continue its mission even when damaged. So it's a bunch of trial and error, okay, which is not healing. It's problem solving. They used a flexible robotic arm, which was tasked with dropping a ball into a bin. The arm learned ways of carrying on with its mission even when several of its joints were broken. Okay, so it's just going through, it's basically going through a differential diagnosis and a differentiation of triage is really what it is. All right, so that's story number one. Story number two, which has to do with our fascination with Mars, or at least Trevor and my fascination. I think everybody's fascinated with Mars. They're testing a car-sized lander that's scheduled to launch in a little less than a year. That will be the first mission devoted to understanding the interior structure of Mars, hoping to reveal clues about how rocky planets, including the Earth, formed and evolved. It's called InSight, or Interior Exploration Using Seismic Investigations, Geodesy, and Heat Transport. It's about the size of a car. Will be the first mission devoted to understanding, as I said. Current testing will help ensure that it can operate in and survive deep space travel and the harsh conditions of the Martian surface. So you can see why a robot that can repair itself becomes more and more valuable as you're sending robots farther and farther away into more and more hostile environments. They said that the information will be crucial to NASA's journey to Mars, which includes sending astronauts in the 2030s. I thought they were doing it before that. Wasn't the team that's supposed to go to Mars supposed to do before? That's another 15 years.
Yeah, I guess I can't remember how that was going down.
I thought it was earlier than that. Maybe not. Robotic scientific explorers are paving the way, making great progress. Together, humans and robotics will pioneer Mars and the solar system. Remember HAL from 2001? Do you know why the robot? Did you ever see 2001: Space Odyssey?
Did not, but
you have to go see that. You have to rent it this weekend.
This weekend
we're gonna have a pop quiz. Yeah,
homework. That's my homework.
Yeah, you're gonna love it.
Okay.
But I'm giving you one piece of trivial information that actually I promise will not give away the plot. The robot is called HAL. Do you know why they came up with the name HAL?
Mm-mm.
It's IBM plus one. Right.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Or minus one, depending on how you look at it.
Right.
That's another. I have another IBM story. That this is supposedly when they were trying to figure out the size of the original punch cards. That they were having these meetings. They're having argument. I think Watson. Isn't Watson was head of IBM? Stood up and got out a dollar bill and said, "Make it this size." And it turns out that the current dollar bill is not the same size as the original punch cards because they changed the size of the dollar bill. But that's where the size of the original IBM punch card came from. I told you, if there's ever a game of Trivial Pursuit, you want me on your team, except for geography. But I'm getting better at it. I'm learning. They're going to test it near Denver, so I'll go see Mom and go see it. The lander will be exposed to extreme temperatures, vacuum conditions of nearly zero air pressure, simulating interplanetary space, and a battery of other tests over the next 7 months. The first will be a thermal vacuum to in the spacecraft's cruise configuration, which will be used during its 7-month journey to Mars. 7 months. And I complain about a cross-country trip to California when it, you know, when the winds are against me, and so it takes 7.5 hours rather than 5. All right, so they said it works well in assembly, and now they're going to test it out. So there you go. All right, there's one more piece of good news that I would share with you. I told you about the getting poor people internet, which I think is really important. And there's now a new breakthrough in treatment of HIV, which could make a huge difference for people. We were talking about drug companies earlier, and the cost of HIV drugs is astonishing. But basically, they've been talking about the antiretrovirals, which they've been using for 30 years. But there's a lot of side effects. And they're now saying...
The promise of the...
They're now saying that timing makes, like everything else in life, makes a lot of difference. It's called... Everybody loves acronyms, right? START. Strategic Timing of Antiretroviral Treatment. Began in 2011. And they showed basically that the earlier you treat it, the better. If you treat early, that the risk of death drops by less than half. More than half, sorry. So that you're less than half as certain to die. So that's an incredible statistic if you think about it. So they now offer people the drugs much earlier, which is a really important thing, which means that they're going to be people living longer, living healthier, less side effects. So that's good. I mean, the problem is it's a toxic drug, but its toxicity doesn't increase the earlier you give it, and its efficacy does. So there you go. All right, one last story. This gave Trevor a bit of a little shock today. You know that there have been license plate scanners for a bunch of years, right? They're at traffic lights. The question is, who's got that data? And how can you use them? It turns out that hackers can tell you where you were and what address you were at any particular time. I guess it's another argument for public transportation. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.